the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip, something to help you stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. For over a year now on Radio KRML, I've been giving advice about putting your credit cards aside, living within a budget, starting an automatic savings plan, getting medical insurance, and other tips for avoiding financial difficulty. All very important. But today I want to talk about what can be your biggest problem, your house. Folks can talk rationally about credit cards, medical bills, student loans, even those dreaded payday loans. But it's hard to really talk rationally about home ownership. Most people love their houses and have grown up cherishing the concept of home ownership. But occasionally, your mortgage can become a monster. Blindly refusing to consider an alternative to home ownership can be handcuffing yourself to the Titanic. If your mortgage payment has become a burden, either because your income has fallen, or you have an adjustable mortgage which has increased, or your living expenses have risen, first, take action quickly. Consider applying for the government's Home Affordable Modification Program for revision of your home loan. The website is makinghomeaffordable.gov. I've seen many more of these applications approved lately than in previous years. Principal reductions of 5 and even 6 figures are not uncommon. And if you're behind, you can apply to roll your arrearage back into the principal and even lower the payment. Even if you wind up having to file bankruptcy, you can still achieve a huge savings through your HAMP modification. The HAMP program is free and you can apply yourself. Beware of those who would charge you a fee to take you through the process. Many people have been victimized by scams. If your HAMP application is unsuccessful, you need to take a long, clear look at your house situation. Is your mortgage more than your house is worth? That is, are you underwater? By how much? With your income and other expenses, how easily can you make the mortgage payment? If making the mortgage every month will require heavy lifting on your part, are you prepared to make it for the time it'll take your home value to increase to where you again will have an equity? Use Zillow.com or similar internet program to get an idea of your home's present value. How much has the value changed in the last 3 to 6 months? If your equity will likely be back in the black in the foreseeable future, your decision about your house will likely be far different than if the value is far underwater and not increasing. It may be in your interest to pursue a short sale of your house, where your mortgage lender would agree to the sale but take less than the full amount owed. This can avoid a foreclosure and get you out from under the mortgage. But short sales can be very frustrating and you're unlikely to end up with any money in your pocket. Be sure you use a real estate agent with a proven record in successful short sales. And speak to your accountant. Even if the loan is retired, there can still be a capital gains tax consequence. Finally, if you have only one loan on your house, it may be possible to just walk away and let the bank take back the house. California law ordinarily protects a homeowner from any personal liability on a foreclosed first mortgage. But this protection does not automatically protect you from a second mortgage or line of credit. Even if the house is gone, you still could be sued. So before deciding to walk away from your house, be sure to consult a real estate or bankruptcy lawyer to be sure your home loan does not contain a financial trap. Every Friday here on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, I'll be bringing you more tips to help you avoid money problems and achieve power over your finances in the hope that you don't have to file bankruptcy. But if you have questions, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of Friday Financial Focus shows. Or call me at 424-1764, that's 424-1764. If you've got serious financial worries, I'm the man to see. I'm hoping you don't have to, but if you do, the first consultation is always free. I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller. Now go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.